بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of creation, and a mercy to mankind, and upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until yawm al-qiyamah. By the permission of Allah, we begin a new series of lessons in studying the seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we begin studying the seerah, today's lesson is like an introduction into the science of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, what is the meaning of seerah? And where do we take the seerah from? Why is studying the seerah important? And what are the benefits of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the word seerah, seeratun, it's an Arabic word, and it comes from the verb sara yasiru, sayran. And the meaning of sara yasiru is to go on a path or to follow a way. And this is the meaning of sara yasiru sayran. Sayr is like a journey or a route that somebody is following. And from this is the word seerah, i.e. the way or the life of a person, the path which he took in his life. And so in the Arabic language, if you want to write a CV, for example, for yourself, you call it seerah dhatiyah, a personal resume or a personal biography in the Arabic language. And we say a seerah an-nabawiyah, the prophetic seerah, or the seerah, or the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we talk about a seerah within the context of Islam, the scholars, they define the science of studying the seerah. They say, ilmun yu'rafu bihi ahwal an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a science by which a person knows the different stages of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Min al-wilada, starting from birth, ila al-bi'tha, to prophethood, ila al-wafa, and to death. So the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before he was a prophet, from birth until 40 years old, he wasn't a prophet or a messenger. That is still studied in seerah. And then when prophethood came and how prophethood came, that comes under seerah. And then everything else which he went through all the way to his death and immediately after his death sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of this is considered as being the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, the most important part of the seerah is that which is after prophethood, because what happened after prophethood, this is what affects our worship. Our worship and the rulings of Islam are all built upon after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old, because this is when prophethood came. However, even before prophethood and his birth, we still study that stage of his life. And the reason why we study this stage of his life is firstly because it shows us his nobility as a man. Even before prophethood, before being a prophet, just as a normal human being, then he was of a noble character. And this is known because the Kuffar, the Quraysh, before Islam, they used to nickname the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the truthful and the most trustworthy. And whenever they had any problems between each other, they would go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he was a prophet, to solve their problems. And no other personality throughout the history of mankind has been studied more, or more has been written about him than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the religions, with their prophets and messengers and poets and wise people, they don't know as much as we know with regards to our prophet. So the Christians, their knowledge of Jesus is limited. And the Jews, their knowledge of their prophets is very limited. And those who came before and those who came after. So nothing has been written like what has been written by the Muslim scholars about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We said that seerah is studying the different stages and the different roles and situations which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. And whatever situation you're going through in your life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also been in this situation. So, the Prophet was a child. The Prophet was an orphan. The Prophet was a father. He was a grandfather. He was a husband. He was a father-in-law. He was poor and rich. He was healthy and ill. He was alone, lonely, and also sociable amongst the people. We know about his inner household and what used to take place and how he was and how he was outside. If you're a teacher, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a teacher. If you're a scholar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a scholar. If you're involved in giving charity, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave charity. He was a commander of an army. He was a soldier. He was a khatib. He was an imam. He was a worshipper. He went through periods of happiness and sadness, joy and misery. He went through deaths, the death of his wife, the death of his daughters. He went through births. So the point is that every situation that you find yourself in, if you look into the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also went through those same scenarios. So if you're going through difficulties and anxieties because somebody has passed away or there's some personal matter in your life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through this. So you study the seerah to understand that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through this stage which I'm going through, how did he react so I can react in the same way? And also periods of happiness and poverty and richness, wealth, illness and health and so on and so forth. And the Muslims, especially the early generation of the Muslims, they used to attach a lot of importance to teaching their children the seerah of the Prophet and also the wars and the battles that the Prophets and the companions went through. And Az-Zuhri, and he was from the Tabi'een, he said, "Ilmul Mughazi was Saraya fihi ilmu dunya wal akhirah." That the knowledge of the battles and the knowledge of the expeditions and the knowledge of the seerah, in it is the knowledge of the dunya and the akhirah. And some of the children of the Sahaba, they mention, like Ali ibn al-Hasan, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they said, "Kana abuna yu'allimuna al-maghazi kama yu'allimuna suratan min surah al-Qur'an." That our father used to teach us the battles and the expeditions like they used to teach us a surah from the surahs of the Qur'an. Like they used to teach us Surah Al-Ikhlas and Al-Fatiha, and you repeat it and you revise it and you read it and you think about it. Like this, they used to teach us the battles and the expeditions of the prophets and his companions. Ismail ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, the grandchild of the companion, he said, "Kana abi yu'allimuna al-maghazi wa ya'iduha alayna." That our father, he used to teach us the battles of the Prophet and the companions. And he used to repeat and revise and test us upon it. And then he would say, "Ya bunayya, hadhihi ma'athiru aba'ikum fala tudayyuha." Oh my son, this is the legacy of your forefathers. So don't waste this legacy. Don't lose this legacy. Don't forget this legacy. And when we were in school, secondary school and before that, we were taught about the different battles throughout history. A part of our history subject was the various battles that took place in Europe and America and the other places. The Battle of Hastings and Trafalgar and Napoleon and Lord Nelson, and all these different battles. So if it is okay for those battles and those heroes and those commanders to be taught, then also there's nothing wrong with the teaching of the battles of the Muslims with regards to the Muslim children. So teaching seerah and teaching about the wars and the battles of Islam, this has nothing to do with extremism, because this is taking place in the schools anyway. They are also teaching the children and the students about the battles which took place. And therefore this is a vital part of our history. The biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biography of the companions, and then the battles and the expeditions and the different experiences that they went through. With regards to the benefits which a person takes from studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Sheikh Abdul Razak al-Abbad, the teacher in Masjid Nabawi al-Sharif, he wrote a small treatise in which he mentioned 10 benefits from studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we're going to go through and read some of what he wrote. So he said that the first benefit is أن نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أسوة وقدوة. That our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is an example and a role model في العقيدة وفي العبادة وفي الأخلاق, in beliefs, in worship, in manners and morals. Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is a role model for us. Like Allah said in the Quran, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Verily there is for you in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a good role model. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For the one who hopes in Allah and the final day. And how is it possible for a person to know of his role model if he doesn't study his life? So the first benefit of studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you know who your role model is. You know who your example is. And therefore guidance, it depends on you knowing the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second benefit of knowing and studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yu'addu mizanan tuzanu fi dhaw'ihi al-a'mal. That the seerah of the Prophet and the guidance of the Prophet, this is the scales. And by the seerah of the Prophet, you know whether your actions are correct or not. فَمَا كَانَ مِنْهَا مُوَافِقًا لِهَدِهِ وَسُلُوكِهِ فَهُوَ الْمَقْبُولِ. So those actions which are in accordance to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his guidance, they are accepted. وَمَا كَانَ مِنْهَا لَيْسَ مُوَافِقٌ لِهَدِهِ وَلِسُلُوكِهِ فَهُوَ الْمَرْدُودِ. And those actions which are not in accordance to the seerah and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these actions are going to be rejected. So how do you know whether your ibadat, whether your beliefs are correct, whether your actions are being accepted by Allah? How do you know? Through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the guidance of the Prophet. So when you see how the Prophet worshipped and you realize the belief of the Prophet by studying his life and his seerah and his guidance, then you know whether your actions and your beliefs are correct or incorrect. And for this reason, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." That whoever does any action which is not in accordance to our affair, which affair? I.e. the seerah of the Prophet, the sunnah of the Prophet, the guidance of the Prophet, the life of the Prophet, fahuwa rad. Then it will be rejected. He said that Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هُوَ الْمِيزَانُ الْأَكْبَرِ. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the mizan. He is the scale by which actions are measured. فَعَلَيْهِ تُعْرَضُ الْأَشْيَاءِ. So according to the guidance of the Prophet and his life, things are measured. عَلَى خُلُقِهِ وَسِيرَتِهِ وَهَدِهِ. His manners, you have to measure your manners with his manners. You have to measure your life with his life. You have to measure your outlook with his outlook. فَمَا وَافَقَهَا فَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. So that which agrees with his life and his guidance and his seerah, it is the truth. وَمَا خَالَفَهَا فَهُوَ الْبَاطِلِ. And that which goes against his seerah and his sunnah and his guidance, this is falsehood. So one of the benefits of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is we are able to distinguish between truth and falsehood, between al-haq and al-batil. Because what is the criterion that tells us the difference between haq and batil? The seerah of the Prophet, the life of the Prophet and his guidance. The third benefit, he said, في دراسة سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عون على فهم كتاب الله. That through studying the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this helps you in understanding the book of Allah. لأن حياته كلها تطبيق للقرآن. Because the life of the Prophet, all of it is the implementation of the Quran. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would reveal the revelation, the ayat of the Quran. Who would implement this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So where is the implementation of the Quran? The life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, when Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked, كيف كان خلق النبي, what were the manners of the Prophet? What was the character of the Prophet? She said, كان خلقه القرآن. That his خلق was the Quran. His life, his actions, his deen, his manners, his character, it was embodied in the Quran. The Quran was the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah said regarding his Prophet, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily, you are upon great lofty manners. Why? Because his life was based upon the Quran. If you want to know, how do I implement this ayah? Then you have to look into the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Prophet, through his life and his seerah, he implemented the teachings of the Quran. So, whatever Allah ordered, he would establish. And whatever Allah forbade, he would stay away from. And his manners and his morals were taken from the Quran. His ideals and ethics were taken from the Quran. And Umar radiallahu anhu, in a narration which has been mentioned by Ad-Darimi in his Sunan, he said, إِنَّ أُنَاسٌ يُجَادِلُونَكَ بِشُبَهَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. That there will come a people who will try to argue with you using doubts from the Quran. They will try to use the Quran to argue and put doubts in your mind. So he said, فَخُذُوهُمْ بِالسُّنَنِ. So you take them to the Sunan. And the meaning of the Sunan, i.e. the narrations, the ahadith, the narrations of the Prophet and the Sahaba. And then he said, فَإِنَّ أَهْلَ السُّنَنِ أَعْلَمُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Because the people of the Sunan, those who know the seerah, those who know the narrations, they are most knowledgeable about the book of Allah. So anybody who tries to come with a doubt from the Quran, you say, okay, let me look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us see how the Prophet implemented this ayah. Let us see how the companions, they implemented this ayah. And also, because the ayat of the Quran, many of them, or some of them, they were usually revealed because of something which took place. An event or an occurrence would take place, and then an ayah would be revealed. Where do we know what these events are? In the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet went through certain battles, ayat were revealed. He went through some difficulty, ayat were revealed. His wives did something, ayat were revealed. His society was doing something like drinking alcohol or committing zina, ayat were revealed. And this is called asbabun nuzul. And this is a science within itself inside a tafsir. And the meaning of asbabun nuzul is reasons why the ayat have been revealed. And the ulama, they wrote books called Asbabun Nuzul, reasons why this ayah was revealed. What's the story behind this ayah? This occurrence which Allah mentioned in the Quran, what's the context behind this occurrence? The fourth benefit, he said, إِنَّ فِي دِرَاسَةِ سِيرَتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَعْمِيقًا لِلْمَحَبَّةِ. That in studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a reason for the love of the Prophet to increase in your heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you truly attains Iman until I am more beloved to him than his own father, his own son, and the rest of the people. But how can the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam be beloved to us if we don't know anything about his life and we have never studied his seerah? In Sahih Bukhari, Umar radiallahu anhu, it's a narration in which he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا مِنْ نَفْسِي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything. Apart from my own self, you are beloved to me than everything else and everybody else. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, he said, لَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ. He said, no, this isn't correct, O Umar. By the one in whose hand is my soul, until I'm more beloved to you than your own self. Meaning true Iman and the highest strength of Iman, the perfection of Iman is when I am more beloved to you, not only than your own son and your father and your mother and the rest of the people, but even your own self. You're ready to sacrifice your own self for my sake. Umar radiallahu anhu said, فَإِنَّكَ الْآنَ وَاللَّهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي. He said, now, by Allah, you are more beloved to me than even my own self. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الآن يا عمر. Now, O Umar. Meaning, now, O Umar, have you really understood the strength of Iman? So the point is that loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how can a person love the Prophet if he doesn't know anything about his life, anything about his character and his guidance? And this is taken from his seerah. And there were people who they used to hate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as soon as they read the seerah and something from his life, they accepted Islam straight away. So the Prophet at one time was the most hated person to this person. And as soon as this person read something from the seerah or knew something from the seerah, then the same Prophet becomes the most beloved person to him. Now, how many people have accepted Islam by knowing about the life of the Prophet and how he was and how generous and good-mannered and merciful he was? In fact, this is something which happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thamamat ibn Athal, and he was the chief of Ahlul Yamama. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a non-Muslim. And he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, Wallahi ma kana ala wajhil ardi abghadu ilayya min wajhika. He said, O Muhammad, there was nobody upon this earth whose face was more hatred to me than your face. And then he said, فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَ وَجْهُكَ أَحَبَّ الْوُجُوهِ كُلُّهَا إِلَيَّ. He said, now, after I've seen your life and how you are and I know your seerah, your face is the most beloved face to me. So just by a person knowing something from the life of the Prophet changed from being the worst person on the earth in the heart of this person to being the best person on the earth. And also after he died, many, many people entered Islam just by reading something from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reading how merciful he was, how gentle and kind he was, how good he used to interact with the poor, with the orphans, with the elderly, with various people from society. And Allah said regarding his Prophet in Surah Ali Imran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, that it was only due to the mercy of Allah that you were gentle with the people. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And had you been harsh with the people and hard-hearted, then the people would have fled away from you. Also, from the benefits of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that it is an avenue to us increasing our Iman. A person's Iman increases the more he knows about his Prophet. And the less a person knows about his prophet, the weaker a person's iman is. And Allah said in the Quran, أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Or did they not know their prophet and they used to reject him? So knowing the prophet and knowing his life and his guidance and his seerah, this is an avenue to increasing the iman in a person. And how can a person be a mu'min, a believer, if he knows nothing about the messenger? Because iman, what is it? Al-imanu billah, al-imanu bil malaika, al-imanu bil kutub, al-imanu bil rusul. Having iman in the messengers. And the foremost messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we don't know anything about our prophet, how can we claim that we have iman and love for him? And as I mentioned, how many people accepted Islam just by knowing something from the seerah of the Prophet? Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, he mentions the story of a man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this man, he came to the Prophet and he asked him, he wanted something from him. So the Prophet, أَعْطَاهُ غَنَمًا بَيْنَ جَبَلَيْنَ. The Prophet gave him some cattle, a lot of cattle, sheep and goats. The Prophet gave him as a gift, as a form of charity. This man, he then returned to his people who were non-Muslims. He said, Ya Qawm, O my people, Aslimu, accept Islam. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي عَطَاءَ رَجُلٍ لَا يَخَافُ الْفَاقَ. Because this Muhammad, he gives charity like a man who has no fear of poverty. The most of us, what we do is when we want to give charity, we say, okay, we'll give £100 because the rest we might need, and if we don't have this, and we might become poor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this man said, he gives charity like a person who has no fear for poverty. He gives whatever he can. And he said, this man, وَإِنْ كَانَ الرَّجُلْ لَيَجِيءُ إِلَيْهِ مَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا الدُّنْيَا. That a man might come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially only wanting the dunya. He only wants some wealth, some property, something from the dunya. He said, فَمَا يُمْسِي حَتَّى يَكُونَ دِينُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And this person, he leaves the Prophet and his deen becomes more beloved than his dunya and everything which is in his dunya. Meaning people, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just seeking something from the dunya, just a materialistic gain. And the Prophet would give them. And then he would also teach them and admonish them. And when they left him, their deen and their akhirah was more beloved to them than their dunya and everything which is in their dunya. Also from the benefits of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this is how you understand the religion. A person cannot understand al-Islam without knowing the seerah and the guidance and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the seerah of the Prophet, what is it? It is his ibadat, it is his akhlaq, his belief, his worship. So we can only know these things through studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we know that tawheed is so important? We know because when we study the seerah of the Prophet, we find that in Mecca, the Prophet was there for 13 years. 10 of those 13 years, he only spent on teaching Aqeed and Tawheed and Iman. So by studying this fact of the seerah, we realize, look, this Tawheed must be something which is very important. If the Prophet spent 10 whole years in just teaching Tawheed and Aqeed and Iman, no actions, no wajibat, no salah, no zakah, no fasting, nothing, just Tawheed and Al-Aqeedah. Studying this seerah teaches, okay, this aqidah is important. Tawheed is important. And then for 3 years was the salawat. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved to Al-Madinah, then the rest of the obligations of Al-Islam, the rest of the Sharia. Also, from the benefits, or the seventh benefit of studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is important, especially in our time today, is by studying the seerah, we understand the correct way and methodology of giving da'wah to the people. It's not hidden from you, brothers and sisters, that in the Muslim world right now, there are many different groups and parties. And many of these Islamic groups, all of them have the same intention, that they want to spread Islam. They want to give victory to Islam. They want to return the Muslims to their former glories. However, many of these groups, they're differing. So some of them, they say that this Islamic mission can only be achieved through political activity. Some of them say it can only be achieved through jihad. Some of them say it can only be achieved through fadail-e a'mal. Some of them say this and some of this. Some of them say that. Some of them say that it can only be achieved through modernizing Islam. So there's all these different methodologies. How do we know which one is the correct methodology? Look at the seerah of the Prophet. So when you look into the seerah of the Prophet and you see how he gave da'wah, then you realize, okay, this is the true way of a da'wah. This is manhajun nabuwa. This is the prophetic methodology in giving a da'wah. And for this reason, the various groups and parties who have the different methodology in how to give da'wah, and they differ, they only differing because of their ignorance of the seerah of the Prophet and their ignorance of the sunnah. Had they studied the seerah of the Prophet, and if they studied the sunnah, they would know this is the way that the Prophet ﷺ gave a da'wah. He began with a tawheed. He rectified the people's aqeedah. He started from the bottom of the society. Some groups, they say that in order to reform the Muslims, you have to start at the top. The first thing we have to do is remove the authority and the leaders. When we remove the leaders, then everything else will filter down. The seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, it opposes this. In fact, the Quraysh came to the Prophet and they said to him, take the authority. You have it for a year and we'll have it for a year. They gave him everything. They gave him authority. But no, he began from the bottom, teaching the women and the poor and the relatives, teaching Tawheed through knowledge and education. So through knowing the seerah of the Prophet, we know and understand the correct methodology of giving a da'wah. And Allah said in the Quran, He ordered His Prophet, He said, قُلْ, say, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call to Allah. Meaning this is my life, this is my way, this is my sunnah and my seerah. And I call to Allah عَلَى بَصِيرًا, upon knowledge, upon evidences. Also, from the benefits of understanding the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and studying it, is that the seerah of the Prophet in of itself, it is a miracle. So the biggest evidence which proves the truthfulness of our Prophet is his own seerah. When you see the miracles that he went through and how he interacted with the people and his great mercy and concern for humanity, this is the greatest reason which shows us the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ninth benefit that the Shaykh mentioned in studying the seerah is that when a person studies the seerah of the Prophet, he finds and attains true happiness. So happiness is in us knowing about our Prophet and learning about his life. And happiness is in us knowing about his guidance. And how can a person learn about the Prophet if he knows nothing from his seerah? And the ulama, they have statements like Ibn al-Qayyim. He said, كُلُّ طَرِيقٍ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ مَسْدُودٍ, that every path to Jannah is blocked. There's no path to Jannah إِلَّا بِهَدِيَ النَّبِي, except through the guidance of the Prophet. Meaning knowing the guidance and the seerah of the Prophet. When you know the guidance and the seerah of the Prophet, this opens the door to Jannah. But if you're ignorant about the life of the Prophet, then how can a person attain the happiness of Jannah? And then finally, the 10th benefit which he mentions, that in knowing the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you as a Muslim, you have a manhaj, you have a methodology and a guidance in how to live your life. We as Muslims, we find a direction in our life through studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to base our lifestyle and our direction and our outlook upon the guidance and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is in this dunya and the akhirah. Also, upon what do you cultivate your children? Upon what do you give tarbiyah to your children? Upon the seerah of the Prophet. You read the seerah of the Prophet so you can teach your children how they should also be living their lives. And I mentioned at the beginning that throughout your life, whatever difficulty you have gone through, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also went through that difficulty. If you're going through poverty, the Prophet was poor. If you're going through illness, the Prophet was ill. If you're affected by jinn and matters like this and magic, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was affected by magic. If you've been exiled from your house and shunned by society, your friends and your community, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shunned by his community and he was sent out to the mountain passes for 2 or 3 years. So the point is, if you're a father, the Prophet was a father. If you're an orphan, the Prophet was an orphan. If you're rich or poor, whatever you are, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also this. So in studying the seerah of the Prophet is a clear guidance, a methodology, a direction that we can live our life by. So these are some of the benefits of studying the seerah of the Prophet. When it comes to studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are three groups of people. There are two extremes, and there is one who is in the middle. So one extreme are those people who attach no importance to knowing the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apart from his name, they know nothing from his message and his mission. They know nothing about his wives and his companions and friends. So this is one extreme. Complete ignorance and negligence about the Prophet and the rights of the Prophet. Then there's another extreme. And this extreme are those people who exaggerate about the Prophet. Like the Christians did with Isa alayhi salam, then also amongst the Muslims are some who are excessive. And they went to great extremes when it came to the life of the Prophet, up until some of them started making dua to him and touching his grave and doing many other things. So these are the two extremes. And then there is Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah in the middle. Those who learn about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to help them to worship Allah. So we don't learn the seerah of the Prophet to worship the Prophet. We don't learn about the miracles of the Prophet to worship the Prophet and give him divinity, no. We only learn the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to enable us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah described his messenger as being an abd. And the meaning of abd is somebody who is in submission to Allah. We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that Muhammad is the abd of Allah, the worship of Allah, a slave to Allah in submission to Allah. So through knowing the seerah of the Prophet, we know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, brothers, the book that we're going to be studying is a concise book, which is called in Arabic, Mukhtasar Seerat al-Nabi wa Ashabihi al-Ashar. A concise seerah of the Prophet and his 10 companions. His 10 companions, meaning the 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. And this book in Arabic, it was written by Ibn Qudam al-Maqdisi, rahimullah, from the great previous scholars. This book has been translated into English. So it's good for the brothers that if they can buy the book, and as we're going through it, you can read the book and also make notes on the book. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم